are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thank you for being on board with us for this 28th of October 2003 broadcast, coast to coast globally, as well via the satellite, shortwave, internet, and on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates across the United States. Big show lined up for you, backed by popular demand with his great analysis. We're going to have Paul Watson from England riding shotgun with us at the halfway marker of the broadcast in about an hour and a half. Talk about a whole different set of subjects, including the new developments concerning the government terrorist attacks of September 11th, more on the murder of Princess Diana and the cashless society control grid, and of course your calls. Yesterday, the number of dead in Iraq was 15 to 20. They weren't sure. Now it's over 35. The numbers just continue to grow, with it looks like 100 people plus wounded. Again, the numbers are still sketchy. Violence in Iraq has reached a new level. Foreign attacks kill 35, leave hundreds hurt. Now, again, some of the numbers are as high as 38, 40 dead, but the officialdom number is 35. And they're saying, who's responsible? Bush took to the airwaves to say the terrorists hate our freedom and that they're cowards, and that this shows that we're winning the war on terror, that they're getting desperate. And they claim that Saddam is behind this and controlling it. Well, Saddam is a bad guy, and, well, our government flew him out to safety, and this is now admitted in mainstream British newspapers, just like they flew the bin Ladens and a bunch of other people with terrorist connections out of the country back on September 11th and 12th. And that, by the way, is now admitted mainstream news. We've been telling you that for over 2 years. What, 25, 26 months? So we'll get back into that. Also, I don't watch the show, though I've seen it, I guess, once or twice. 24 picks up the thrills where they left off. More government propaganda, USA Today out promoting it. We'll get into that as well. Crime rising from 1990's record low. FBI report shows rapes increased 4.7% in 2000. And, of course, those major crime increases that are changing the demographics of the whole nation are from New York, Chicago, D.C., and areas with almost total gun control, because I've actually gone and looked up the numbers, the uniform crime numbers, and a lot of areas of the country, crime is still going down, but those are areas with a concealed carry where you see drops of 20 to 30% respectively, thanks to the Second Amendment. Also, there are now 30,000 homes that are threatened. Thousands, at least 1,100 to 200, they're not sure, and the numbers keep growing. Again, some numbers say 1,134, some say 1,250 plus, 15 people dead, hundreds others injured, and of course this is serving as a big distraction, a big diversion. I know that 3.5 years ago, Bill Clinton ordered the fires set in the West. That was even admitted by John Stossel on ABC. I almost fell out of my chair when a listener sent me the video of that. And so I look at motive. They're now saying it may destroy a bunch of electricity transmission towers. And then, of course, they can jack up the prices again and keep that scam going. And they've got the Enron insider dealer who was involved with several other dozen people like Michael Milken and Ken Lay, their new governor, Schwarzenegger, at the heart of the scams. So there's no telling what's developing here. But you notice these fires always pop up near populated areas. A lot of them have been started in the past by illegal aliens in camps out in the woods and in the scrub brush, but to have this many fires pop up at once really points towards somebody setting them, because they say that they weren't accompanied by any big lightning storms, which could cause fires in dozens of areas. So it looks like this may be arson. Could just be a psychopath out there. Could be illegals. Could be the government. We don't know. Bunch of other news coming up. We'll launch into it after the break. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones. We'll also take your calls, so stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The listeners just love it when I have Paul Joseph Watson on the show, the editor and manager of PrisonPlanet.com, my website, one of my websites, author of Order Out of Chaos, and he's going to be joining us in about an hour and 25 minutes at the halfway point of this show today to talk for an hour or so about his 20 smoking guns that basically got copied by the Philadelphia News a few months ago. His 20 smoking guns of September 11th, some of the new developments, how it ties into the White House, blocking the release of basically any information on September 11th. And I heard Senator Chuck Hagel, a real New World Order minion, on the radio yesterday about how Bush better give us this information. This is pretty suspicious, and we need answers so we can, quote, properly defend against terror. And they had this former Republican governor up there, Keene, saying the same thing. These are all globalist insiders. In fact, we've done shows about this, about how the 911 Whitewash Commission 2, well, really 2.5, they broke it up once and put new members on it. Others resigned a second time, so they've totally reset it up twice and reshuffled it another time. So it's the second and a half commission, I guess you could say. And almost all the players involved in it are involved deeply in the 9/11 cover-up. And they've said from the beginning of both the commissions that, well, we're not saying there's any government guilt. We just want to decide how to get more funding and power and control for the government. And a few months ago, they put out a recommendation and said, we need our own domestic CIA. We need an echelon system watching everything American citizens do. And we need more funding. We need a revamped TIPS program of a nation of tattletales, one in 10 people to be a spy for the government. We're talking about East German Stasi-level surveillance. And so we'll be getting into that coming up about an hour and 20 minutes, and we'll also go back over some of the big smoking guns of 9/11, because this is the big story. People are giving up their liberty to government because they think, oh, these foreign terrorists attacked us, when in reality it's a conspiracy theory to say that 19 hijackers, many of whom are still alive, took over these four aircraft and NORAD stood down and all these public officials were told not to fly to D.C. or New York that day. The list goes on and on, so we'll be recapping that and adding some of the new info here in about an hour and 20 minutes. In the meantime, there's a whole plethora of news, and I want to take your calls on any news story, any piece of propaganda you want to discuss, anything you've witnessed in the sitcoms or dramas or on the news, or the Terry Schiavo case with Michael Schiavo going on Larry King Live. I've got the transcript of it. I didn't watch it. With just a disgusting display attacking the family, putting out information that has giant holes in it from the admitted facts that we know with the case. We'll be going over that. A doctor's now saying, who looked at the x-rays of Terry, that it's obvious that she was under blunt force trauma and that it wasn't a heart attack. A lot of new developments there as well. The toll-free number to join us on any of these issues, the fires in California, the huge bombings in Iraq yesterday morning that killed 35 people and injured over 100. Paul Wolfowitz, Deputy Secretary of Defense, narrowly escaping, literally running through shrapnel as the building was hit by over 90 rockets. The list goes on and on. We'll be discussing it here today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Launching straight into the news today of what's going on here in our world, let's start with the multiple bombings that took place in Babylon in Iraq yesterday. Violence in Iraq reaches a new level. Foreign attacks kill 35, leave hundreds hurt. At least 35 people, including a U.S. soldier, now they're saying three soldiers, were killed and nearly 230 injured Monday in a wave of suicide bombings in Iraq's capital. It was the most deadly and coordinated assault yet against the U.S.-led occupation in Iraq. And early on, they said it wasn't an occupation. Now they admit, yes, it's an occupation. Our government went to the U.N. and set up the occupation rules and is now bringing the U.N. in, as we said they would do, as the U.N. plays the part of the good cop. Four suicide car bombings, all within 45 minutes, struck the Red Cross headquarters and three police stations in Baghdad. The attacks, which occurred on the first day of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, appeared to mark a dramatic escalation in insurgent tactics. In past weeks, bombers have carried out suicide attacks, but mostly in single strikes. By the way, they're saying that they didn't know that Paul Wolfowitz, Deputy Secretary of Defense, was in that building because his itinerary was a secret. Don't believe that for a minute. And don't think that the bank robbers and murderers and the Shah's torture expert, Chalibi, and others that the globalists have hired aren't capable of killing Americans and bombing the UN and bombing others to run us out of there. Because Chalibi and a lot of the others on the puppet council don't want to be puppets, don't want the U.S. in there controlling them. They want to run that place themselves. That's how criminals are. You know, any mafia organization, you're going to have capos under the dons who want to be the big boss. This is the history of the world. You know, it's like Caesar, you too, Brutus, as he plunges the knife into him. Clearly, a lot of these are inside jobs. So some will say, well, it's the U.S. government doing it. And I think in some instances, the evidence shows in Bali or in Jakarta, in Indonesia, or in Saudi Arabia, clearly it's MI6, CIA, Pegasus, Mossad, and others doing it, always at key times to get support behind the globalist agenda. But with the last bombings we've seen the last few months in Iraq, it really looks like inside jobs, but I can't see how the globalists stand to gain from this. I believe it's their own insiders, the Iraqi ruling council, because these attacks have too much precision. They're happening, they're taking place with non-traceable, homemade, but very sophisticated weaponry. And we know it's not Saddam, because he was flown out by the globalists and paid off, just like the Iraqi Republican Guard and two of the regular Iraqi army groups. This is now admitted, folks. So things are getting very, very murky. Could it be the Russians behind it? Could it be the Chinese behind it? You know, they want that oil, and there is some internal fighting going on between the New World Order. The Russians, the Chinese are dumping the dollar, saying you can't buy oil unless you do it with euros. The Arabs are getting ready to do this. Now, the bombings in Saudi Arabia, the Saudis, when they were going to release those 28 pages of documents pointing the finger at them for 9/11, the Saudis said, fine, we'll just release the four names of the U.S. banks going back to BCCI right through 2000, connected to the Bushes and others who are behind these terror attacks and who are behind funding 9/11. Suddenly, Saudi Arabia wasn't being attacked by Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the rest of the neocon crew on Fox News. Suddenly, they backed off. And the Saudis said, yeah, that's right. MI6 is bombing us to destabilize us so radical Islamicists can take over. Then the New World Order, well, they use the word New World Order, will have the pretext to come in and invade Saudi Arabia and take that over. So it's getting really scary, folks. What do you think's going on here? It's pretty murky, hard to tell exactly what's going on, but this is definitely insider stuff. To have Paul Wolfowitz, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, who sleeps somewhere different every night, who just arrived a few hours earlier in a meeting with some top officials, and suddenly there's a giant rocket attack, and the first thing our news says, with no evidence of it, first thing the Pentagon says is, well, that was just an accident, a lucky strike. They didn't really know what was going on. Baloney. Baloney. They bombed the UN when the head UN envoy's there. And they said, oh, well, he wasn't supposed to be there. His itinerary was secret. That was lucky, too. Yeah, just over and over again, this is happening. Is it internal fighting with the New World Order? Is it the Anglo-American establishment bombing the UN to keep them out? And then suddenly you get Wolfowitz, an attempted hit on Wolfowitz, one of the chief neocons. What do you think about this? Again, I'm trying to look at all the angles. It's developing in my mind. I'm connecting the dots. But at this point, it's too murky to put my finger on it. 1-800-259-9231. In Washington, President Bush called those responsible for the attacks cold-blooded killers who hate freedom. Well, Bush, you haven't put freedom in. You put a puppet dictatorship in, and you're bulldozing people's orange groves and olive and date groves and really oppressing the people, and you're not making friends. The president said he remains even more determined to work with the Iraqi people to restore peace to the country. I heard some neocon on the radio yesterday going, why don't the Iraqis rise up against these terrorists? Oh, yeah, and get killed, get bombed, get shot themselves. It's just mindless. It remained unclear who was responsible for the attacks. U.S. Officers say attacks on coalition soldiers have increased in number and sophistication. They blame an alliance of Saddam Hussein loyalists and foreign fighters who have infiltrated Iraq. Well, let me just point out that more Americans have now died. It's well over 600. Yeah, it's well over 600, okay, since the start of the war and the end of the war, and then now over 380 people since then. I guess that number's up over 400 now. The numbers just keep growing. We're not sure. 300, 500, 600. No one knows, but the number's quite high. And only about 350 Americans died from 1964 to the beginning of 1968 in Vietnam. And it ended at, what, 57.5, 58,000. That number's debatable, too. And now they're draping the plane so you can't see the coffins when they offload them. This stinks to high heaven. We'll be right back with more.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I really needed to lose weight. I was tired, lethargic. So far, using the collagenate, I've lost 46 pounds.
46 pounds with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Bernadine, tell me about those inches.
Inches off my chest, my waist, my hips, my thighs. I was at about a 20, pushing into a size 22. I'm down to a size 14. People have been telling me I look younger. I've lost 46 pounds with collagenate. It's just one of the best investments I've ever made.
I am so glad that Bernadine took my advice to lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. That was Bernadine's personal experience, and it can be yours next. What are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Call now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. T-H-I-N.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You can't back down, or tyranny will run all over you. That's human history. That's the facts of life. You're in this game. You're on the field, whether you want to be involved in this or not. We all have a responsibility to stand up to tyranny. We're about to go to Mitch, Brian, Helen, Chris, and others that are patiently holding. Coming up, more on the fires. We'll also get into the latest developments with the Terry Schiavo case. Michael Schiavo went on Larry King Live last night and spewed a bunch of propaganda that we'll go over. We'll also get into September 11th and some of the new police state developments. here on the broadcast. Let's go ahead and go to the calls right now. Mitch in Indiana, you're our first caller. Welcome.
Hey, hi, Alex. How are you today?
Fantastic, sir.
Great. You said be on the lookout for propaganda. Has anybody brought up the fact that they had a small article in this month's Reader's Digest on conspiracy theories?
Yes, I got a call last week. It was written by Tucker Carlson, the twit from Crossfire, about how anybody that thinks there's a world government is an absolute insane loon, as they announce world government in all the big newspapers.
Yeah, it seems in that article, like a little later down there, they're starting to point out and compare us to Islamist terrorists.
Well, of course. I mean, how many years have I said that after they're done setting up Homeland Security and the police state and going, oh, it's just for those Muslims, they just don't get their rights. Now they admit the Patriot Act's being used for people who are selling marijuana, who have marijuana, family violence, white-collar crime. Everything is terror, and there's lots of news articles and so-called intelligence reports being put out to the police that the right-wing land rights groups and Second Amendment groups have allied. There was a big Harvard symposium a few months ago. It was in the Harvard Gazette saying, yes, the land rights Second Amendment groups are secretly Al-Qaeda, and we've got to go ahead and get rid of all these people. So yes, that's the next move.
It'd be interesting if you could get him on your show.
You know, that's a good idea. I need to get Tucker Carlson on. I need to get the writer of the Vanity Fair article about Bush and the Bin Ladens. There's a lot of people. I want to get the Paragon Foundation back on. There's a bunch of guests we're lining up right now.
Yeah, that'd be great to get him on and just blow him out of the water.
Well, I'll try to do that.
Yeah, that'd be good, Alex. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Brian in New York. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking my call, sir. Number one, the Bank of America yesterday bought the Fleet Bank, very strong bank in the Northeast, supposedly, but the banks are merging in order to survive.
Many bank of America and Fleet to merge in $47 billion deal, move to create the second largest U.S. bank, could spark other combinations and mergers, yes.
And they're going to fire a lot of people now. In order to, if you have two banks, you can fire a lot of people. That's how the stock goes up, by firing people. Number two, you can verify this, Mr. Stephen Quayle. The Federal Reserve is ready to lend the banking institutions. It's already been done, $5 trillion to keep the banks from collapsing.
I know, and everybody from Russia to Europe is dumping their dollars, and Mr. Snow, the Treasury Secretary, a snow job, pun intended, says that this is good for us. Yes, to not have any industry, and then on top of it, get rid of our fiat currency, only thing we had left.
Number three, so in the state of Florida yesterday, 100 retired teachers lost their pensions. Mr. Stephen Quayle can verify this, too.
Well, I've been seeing that all over the country. They're taking pension funds now, and Bush has changed the policy, not the law, but the policy. I started reporting this a year and a half ago, to take your pension funds, changing the rules where you don't own them. Isn't that nice?
And as far as the fires in California, what they're doing is they're getting the people out of the country into the cities. This is Soylent Green and the ninth plank of the Communist Manifesto.
Well, I know that 3-4 years ago, Clinton, remember, this was admitted. Even John Stossel on ABC did a 30-minute special. Clinton ordered fires set in a dozen states, hundreds of fires, and the government admitted they did it in the driest, hottest, most windy time, and then wouldn't let the states or counties put the fires out. So New Mexico declared its own emergency, the counties did, and went in there and put the fires out themselves. That is on the record. I've had the county commissioners, the state reps on. We covered it, and then months later, John Stossel admitted it. And again, in the past, they set the fires, and I find it very interesting. Every year, we have these fires around the populated areas, multiple fires starting at once. What do you think's going on, Brian?
Well, besides they want people in the cities, it's a night plank of the Communist Manifesto. It's also the symbology. The fires are going from west to east. And if you notice, they moved the football game to Phoenix, Arizona, the Phoenix. I mean, they're always telling the brotherhood what they're doing to lower echelons.
Well, it sounds crazy, but they do it. It's like the Chicago Mercantile on the one-year anniversary of 9/11 coming up 911.000, or the New York Lottery coming up 911 on 9/11. I tell you what, Brian, stay there. I want to get your take. I want to get this from all the listeners on who's behind these bombings in Iraq and who stands to gain from this. And we'll come back, let Brian finish, and we'll go to Helen, Chris, and others. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. As a nurse, I know the dangers of toxins and heavy metals in the body. Chelation treatments can rid the body of these toxins, but it can be expensive, time-consuming, and inconvenient. But now there's Detoximin. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of EDTA chelation therapy, says that Detoximin is the only chelation suppository product on the market that has all the following attributes. It's legal, safe, comfortable to use, and has documented proof of its consistent effectiveness in its ability to chelate. 10 chelation treatments would cost about $1,000, but you can get approximately the same amount of chelation therapy for $289.95. This is an amazing breakthrough, and now you can rid your body of heavy metals and toxins in the privacy of your own home. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order your Detoximin today. Imagine the equivalent of 10 chelation treatments for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Termbusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
All right, folks, 33 minutes and 15 seconds after the hour. We're about to go back to Brian and other great callers. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Two things I got to mention before this hour ends because it's so bizarre. I have the BBC News article here in front of me from October 23rd. I was at a birthday party last night, and one of my friends walked up and gave it to me. The Italian actor that plays the part of Jesus in Mel Gibson's The Passion, now renamed because Miramax says they own the name, has been struck by lightning twice in the last month. The first time he just got burned, part of the bolt hit him. The second time he got hit, everyone saw smoke come out of his ears. Now, folks, this is the BBC. This is admitted. Now, I don't know what to say about this. And I started talking, well, maybe the government had a drone come by and hit him with a particle beam, and they're just saying that it's just so crazy. But I'm looking at the BBC News article, and I know Mel Gibson's a good guy, the Patriot and Braveheart and, you know, these good messages in films. Then I found something out that's been out for months, and I guess I just didn't pay attention to it, and I routinely talk to Hutton Gibson, Mel Gibson's dad, and I know the family, I know Mel's seen the videos, because Hutton's told me that he's given them to him. I found out that, do you know who's producing Mel Gibson's, or Mel Gibson is producing the new film by the Bowling for Columbine producer, Michael Moore. and put eight figures into it. I just learned of this. Supposedly it's a couple months old. It shows how I've been, you know, hiding under a rock somewhere. They're making a 9/11 film about prior knowledge, about the Bushes and the Bin Ladens. I was reading an Associated Press article about this at the party last night, the birthday party. Now, the guy walks over and goes, oh, yeah, look at this on my computer, and showed me all these news articles. And, again, I had Cynthia McKinney run up to me, hug me, tell me she woke up to the New World Order. Remember sort of making statements about the UN running white slavery rings and the government having prior knowledge in 9/11. She told me it was because of Road to Tyranny. And then I found out and confirmed with the managers of the Dixie Chicks, they don't like the New World Order because they saw Road to Tyranny, because a listener gave it to them. I've had state reps on who we call up to be, have on as guests. They go, oh, yeah, I'm trying to get Arizona to pull out of the Republic because of the New World Order because I saw Police State 2000. I'm not here bragging about this. I mean, you know, Gary Busey calls up. Joe Rogan calls me up because he's seen the videos. The former DA of L.A. calls me up because he's seen the video. And these are just prominent people because of you. And again, I'm not saying I'm responsible for this. I'm going to call them and find out. But Icon Productions, Mel Gibson's company, is funding this new 9/11 film. I mean, what do you make of that? And obviously, I guess Michael Moore's the guy to do it because he's this Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker. But I was reading the synopsis of the film. It sounds pretty hardcore, folks. But my point is I'm glad they're doing it, and I'm glad there's bigger fish, bigger ships out there on the open seas of the fight for people's future. I'm glad that they're out there doing this. But my only point is I made Road to Tyranny 22 months ago. 22 months ago, 9/11, the Road to Tyranny was out, folks. And it stands the test of time. It stands hindsight. The information has been even more documented since then. Then I made Masters of Terror a year ago, part two. It's more up to date than most books and videos that are out there today, and more hardcore and more focused and more complete. I wrote Descent into Tyranny. I published Order Out of Chaos, which has three chapters on 9/11. Just been out for a few months. My only point is I made the films. I wrote the books. I published the books. You guys got them out to people. It has had a huge effect, a massive effect, a gigantic effect. Pastor Butch Paw, about a year and a half ago, mails Hutton Gibson my videos without me even knowing about it. Hutton Gibson then goes and buys a bunch of videos for me, and I didn't know who this Hutton Gibson character was buying all my videos. You know, then I have a chance to meet Hutton Gibson. He came out to our showing of Road to Tyranny in Houston. They had to turn away over 200 people, brought his family, great folks, an amazing individual. You've heard him on the show. My only point is that you, the listeners, and the other talk show hosts, the people taking action, take this Terry Schiavo case, it wouldn't be on Larry King, it wouldn't be on O'Reilly Factor, it wouldn't be in all the papers. We had him on months ago. And I'm not bragging, I'm telling you we're having an effect, we have power. Okay, so I don't have to give you a pep rally. Things really are going well in this fight. We really are having big victories. And before I go back to Brian and get his take on who's behind these bombings in Iraq that have killed 35-plus people, 35 to 40, no one's sure, over 100 injured, before I do that, I want to encourage you to get my new video, Matrix of Evil. And it really is an impressive film. You need to have it. And your purchase does support the show as a side issue. But no one's going to see it if you don't get it, if you don't make copies. People always would say to me, why do you let people make copies of your videos? You won't sell as many. That's not the point. I'm trying to save this country. My family won't have a future, folks, if we don't get these out to folks. You're not going to have a future if we don't educate people. And these are the best tools we've found. So let me plug Matrix of Evil, and we'll go right back to the calls after that little pep rally. Matrix of Evil. See excerpts from three of my latest and best speeches. Watch Congressman Ron Paul's famous speech warning about the upcoming depression and the New World Order and how the folks running Washington, quote, believe in global governance. Some of the best minds in the country coming from different sectors of the political spectrum combine in this film to expose an intricate web of deceitful wickedness controlling America today. Matrix of Evil contains footage from speeches and conversations with Alex Jones, Congressman Ron Paul, Colonel Craig Roberts, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, which cover and include how the private banks control the military-industrial complex
expert analysis of the Patriot Act, the latest police state developments, globalist financial policies pushing America and the world into depression, how the neoconservative movement controlling the Bush administration is nothing more than a Trojan horse of big government agenda, of ivory tower social engineers, the latest revelations concerning cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, cell phone tracking, DARPA surveillance, the end of posse comitatus, the federalization of local police and local governments, and much more. Government-sponsored terrorism, gun control, political assassination, September 11th cover-up. Most importantly, Matrix of Evil is chock full of solutions. All of the dynamic people interviewed for this film agreed that there is a massive awakening taking place in America to the criminal activities of the global elite. The film is full of documents and archival news clips. Runtime over 2 hours. About 2 hours, 10, 12 minutes. I haven't timed it out exactly. I should. You need to have Matrix of Evil. It's very, very impressive. Watch police state expert Frank Morales lay out the latest developments concerning posse comitatus, martial law in America. See anti-New World Order crusader Colonel Craig Roberts talk about everything from gun control to government-sponsored terror. You need to have Matrix of Evil. Here's the toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order, or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And when you get three or more of the videos, they drop down from $25.95 to $20 a piece. Order Out of Chaos is $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift. Everybody should give this Christmas as a present, folks, because give people the gift of information instead of a fruitcake. All right, let's go back to the calls. Thanks for holding for the last 7 minutes, Brian. You're on the air. Your take on the bombings that took place yesterday morning in Iraq.
All the so-called terrorists had Syrian passports. That means they're going into Syria. They're going to Saudi Arabia. Why? Because Saudi Arabia, as of January 1st of next year, are not taking Federal Reserve notes anymore. Now, January 1st of 2005, they're not going to extend the oil leases anymore to America. So America has to seize the oil because the Saudis won't sell it to them.
And the Saudis have been saying this and saying that the British are carrying out bombings there to destabilize and bring in a radical Muslim regime that CIA controlled. Your response to that?
Well, this is the Hegelian dialect. They have to get ready for World War III. This is Albert Pike. The whole idea is the religion is the cause of the killing of 2 billion people. I mean, this is Albert Pike's last war. War is going to start in the Middle East. Zionism versus Islam. I mean, it's like a, you could take like a freight train with a schedule. You see, they're getting ready for this now. What this is all about.
Side issue. What do you think of Mel Gibson and Icon Productions putting millions of dollars into a new 9/11 film?
Well, the man knows what's going on, and I think even Michael Moore, I think the left and the right in this country are finally to realize that they've been played for suckers, and that this has nothing to do with left or right. It's got to do with freedom versus tyranny. And they're all starting to wake up, because if we don't stick together, we're all going to hang
separately. Well, I know for a fact Mel Gibson and his whole family know about the New World Order. I know for a fact they're listeners of this show. But that is very, very exciting. And by the way, in the Associated Press article and the Variety article, an unnamed White House high-level officer said, quote, the White House has been friends with Mel, but not anymore. If he makes this movie, he's not welcome here.
Well, I'll give you another example of what's going on in California. You see, all these people got to leave out that Southern California with the fires. Is that a perfect excuse for firemen? Well, maybe Russian, Chinese, and Mexican troops to come and dress as firemen.
Well, that already happened 4 years ago. Again, mainstream news, it was on, I remember watching ABC, and they go, well, there's U.N. troops helping, and Mexican firemen and Canadian firemen all out helping with the fires. And then after 9/11, NATO AWACS, F-16s from Norway, more and more.
Well, the idea, sir, is what's going on now, they're getting ready to take America out. It's like a Thanksgiving turkey. You're going to take off all the meat, just going to pulverize the bones. That's where we're headed for now.
And California is the heart of our economy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
And now Arnold can ride to the rescue with Bush to save California from the fires, and there won't be too much focus on his transition into the governorship. Who knows what's going on, though? Let's talk to Helen in Florida. Helen, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. It's such a privilege to be in such company as yours and your listeners. I'd prefer to call the globalist ilk. We are the elite. Then something, 2 points I wanted to make. A long time ago, I called and try to figure out a way how we could take their access to money that funds all their evil projects. And this might be a simple way from the grassroots. This actually happened. Our youngest son, when he was 21, he owed some money in traffic fines. He said they're unconstitutional. But this was in Pinellas County, by the way, where Terry Schiavo is. And anyway, he sent them a promissory note, which they returned, which automatically discharged the debt. And then, anyway, he went to court four times. They threatened him jail and everything. He didn't back down. He finally got discharged.
Well, that's what they pay us with, is a note to pay for
right.
every dollar that's created. Debt is created in the federal treasury to the private banks.
Well, what I'm leading up to is if more and more people, like through your program, could be educated as to their ability to send promissory notes, if they have traffic fines or whatever, then this would really stress out the criminal justice system, the perfect oxymoron, in collecting all of these fines, and it might cause them to break down. You know,
well, definitely, we should contest everything in court if we're innocent or if the law is unconstitutional, and demand jury trials, trial by jury, in every single case.
Well, at that time he didn't address it as a constitutional issue. He addressed it because they didn't know their own law. That's how he defeated them, because he knew that they were going to be, you know, whatever he had gone to
set. Are you in Pinellas County?
No, we used to live there. We're now up in...
I know it's not Pinellas County. Pinellas Park is in the county.
We're 60 miles north of Tampa right now.
Well, that's nearby. What are folks saying about the Terry Schiavo case? I know in the polls in your papers, 80-plus percent are against killing her.
At least. We have a group that we meet every Monday night, you know, Patriot Group. Jerry Hughes, the talk show host. But anyway, everybody that I've talked to, whom I've talked, has said this evil, that he is... Actually, I personally believe that he doesn't want her to be able to speak so she can tell on him that he tried to
murder. But my question to you is, just not just at the Patriot meetings, but on the street or at work or at church, what are folks saying about Terry?
They are in favor of saving her life. One person with whom I spoke said, well, if I were in her situation, I wouldn't want to live. But everybody else with whom I spoke is in favor of keeping her alive.
Okay, thank
her
you.
A chance.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Chris, where are you calling us from today?
Hello?
Yes, where are you calling us from?
Oh, I'm from Oklahoma.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I just had a couple of things. Before the election or the debacle in California, somebody mentioned that they were from the Socialist Republic of California. I said, yeah, and you're about to have a Nazi governor. And then somebody just blew up in my face and called me a racist liberal bigot because I called him that. And I'm like, well, those are the...
Oh, I know. I love how the neocons now, if you stand up against Nazis, will call you a Nazi or a liberal. Again, we're not the ones for open borders, gun control, abortion, hardcore gay porno mags, groping all these women, saying he wants to be worshipped at Nuremberg, that he admires Hitler and wants to be a dictator, and was seen at a bodybuilding contest in front of 200 bodybuilders and thousands of spectators screaming, I hate all N-words, blacks are subhuman, get out. That's admitted.
Right. So,
and so you're the racist because you're against that. See?
I know, it doesn't make sense. Another thing was just this week.
Well, tell me what this idiot exactly said to you.
Well, that's what he called me. He just got so mad and then he left. He said, I can't stand this. I got to get out of here. And he left.
Because he listens to Limbaugh, who says Arnold's good.
Right.
Arnold's gobbling, dumping bottles of Oxycontin in his mouth, going, I love Arnold. And then we've got the head of the Christian Coalition over there, Pat Robertson, endorsing Arnold. I have their press release.
Right. And so I got called all the things that Arnold actually is, a racist liberal bigot. But
excuse me, what did you say to this person? I mean, after they said that?
Well, I just kind of sat back and let him rant for a little bit, and then they left. Actually, I did comment on that. I said, you just called me all the things that Arnold actually is.
He was talking about the left coast and the communist republic. You said
something
about
a different
Arnold.
Person. It was a different person that said they were from the Socialist Republic of California, and then I came in and said that, and then somebody else.
And they like Arnold.
Yeah. A lot of people that I talk to like Arnold. And
you're a liberal because you don't like him because Sean Hannity says he's conservative.
Right. It just doesn't make sense. But another thing that I came across Saturday, it was on Saturday Night Live. It was actually hilarious. and they had some guy who was playing John Ashcroft, and they were interviewing him. And one of the question the interviewer asked was, you know, how do Americans feel free? And he says, the American people will feel free when they're all afraid of being thrown in jail. And then later he said, and then also when they have a barcode tattooed to their necks and a microchip implanted in their brain that is controlled by this remote control. And I was just laughing my head off, but I knew it was, that's kind of the mentality that...
Well, no, that's the admitted federal plan. I mean, it sounds crazy, but Sean Hannity's on his show and on TV going, everybody needs a chip. Every child needs a chip.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of funny that, I mean, the way they came out and said that, but...
Well, that's how they're desensitizing us.
Right, and I just... It's admitted, but nobody's waking up. I mean, well, there are people waking up.
A lot of folks are waking up, but the media gives us the feeling that we're all alone. Anything else, Chris?
That's it.
Good to hear from you. Great points. Marie and others, you're up next when we get back. And a bunch of other news items. And then in about 40 minutes, we got Paul Joseph Watson for the latest 9/11 developments and a lot more. You'll want to stay with us. We'll be right back.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're accelerating towards the second hour and a bunch of other key news items that we've already mentioned, but we will detail. From Terry Schiavo to the fires to more on the bombings in Iraq, to the numbers of dead soldiers being higher than what the mainstream media is saying, it's all coming up as the country, the world, awakens to the tyranny. But is it too late? Because we are definitely in the 11th hour right now. Let's go to Marie in Montana. Marie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello today.
Welcome.
This is my second time I've ever called. And thank you for helping me wake up for a lot of things. I have only two things to say. I was watching Bill Riley, and he was interviewing two wives whose husbands are in Iraq, and they were very limited in what they could say, and he shut them off because they were going to say something else. And then he said, twice I've heard him say this, because I don't watch him very often at all. I just want to see what they're saying.
The guy's for banning SUVs. The guy's a liberal.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch him very often, but I like to hear the other side once in a while, you know. But he refers, has referred to Iraq as the state of Iraq. When did it become a state?
Well, you know, that's a term for a country, but they call it a region of the Middle East, and a state obviously would be a unit. And certainly, yeah, he's not saying country for a reason. I'm seeing him all over the news when I do occasionally tune in for 10 minutes, calling it the state of Iraq.
You don't think it's subtle brainwash?
Oh, I think it is. No, I would tend to agree with you.
Because he said that, and I just jerked my head, and I've heard him say
look,
that.
They're masters of legalese and terms, and, you know, it's they do this all the time. It's like calling Terri Schiavo a vegetable. Well, we forced them to now just say that she's brain damaged. Notice the media is now calling her brain damaged. They're masters of changing terms.
That's a bad situation. I feel sorry for the woman, the horror she is.
Hey, who do you think's behind these? Who do you think's behind these bombings in Iraq?
I think it's us, myself.
You think it's the globalists? Why?
Well, they aren't killing enough soldiers. They're only killing the Iraqis to put terror in them.
Well, I know the globalists hate our troops and are making them breathe depleted uranium at 1,900 times the safe level. I know they give them vaccines that are poisonous on purpose, a soft kill weapons, so after they're done with their tour, they're debilitated.
They're killing the soldiers a different way, but they're killing the Iraqis.
Well, you know, in a sick way, this will get more support in some quarters of the country. But overall, I don't know. I think it might be some of the so-called puppet governors they put in trying to run their bosses out. Thanks for the call. But again, we just don't know at this point. Thank you, Marie. Ed in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Have you had a chance to watch the movie called 28 Days Later?
No, I haven't seen that new Day of the Dead film where the government releases a bioweapon.
Oh, it's great. The films that are usually made in America, everybody, you know, would arm themselves with guns, be able to defend themselves a little bit. This film is made in England.
Sounds like your phone's having a problem, buddy.
This film's made in England, and the people, they have nothing to defend themselves with except clubs and knives, because there's no guns in England.
And you see that in more and more films. You know, all these horror movies, nobody's got a gun. I mean, if some psychopath was trying to break in my house, I mean, I've got unlimited weaponry, basically, for one person. And it's all locked and loaded.
Yeah, and it's a good movie. I recommend it. Get the DVD version. In the back, you can see they have a bunch of interviews with different scientists discussing the threat of viral infections and stuff.
And by unlimited, I mean I've got what I need. Let's put it that way. Got a couple of rounds of ammo, one or two guns. We'll be right back. Anything else you want to add, Ed?
If you could get a microbiologist on someday, that'd be pretty interesting.
Well, all the top ones are dropping dead. Kind of hard to do.
Well, disappearing, huh?
Yeah, they're all drowning in 2 inches of water or having their brains bashed in or being sacrificed. Yes, satanically sacrificed.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing